Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Metal Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We go. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you to this band that wanted to give away their music. I really appreciate it.
It does. It puts a nice little pep in your step.
It does. I forgot we were going to do it, and they played it. I was like, whoa, what's this? This is great. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast. It's a Friday show. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. It's a Friday. We're coming alive. It's the start of the weekend. Does it feel like the weekends are back? I feel like just recently it started to feel like the weekends are back. Like, people are at the very least back to work. You know, you get the weekend comes around, like, hey, what are we going to do this weekend?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably like last 2-3 weeks it's starting to feel like days and weekends
again. Yeah. You can tell what day of the week it is. You know, you go out for a drink. There's a fly in the studio. Dylan, your job is to catch the fly. I'm dead ass. You just go. Catch it. Get it out of the fucking studio, please. I told Dylan not to speak on the podcast unless spoken to. That should be an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
An unspoken rule about unspeaking on a podcast. That's what I say. But Dylan's a chimer. He likes to chime. He likes to charm.
This is fucking unbelievable. Is he really just going to run around this whole time?
Yeah. There should be a fly swatter somewhere too, Dylan. It's if you want to kill it or if you want to. There it is right there. Come on.
This is not the way to start a morning.
This is okay. The fly is more distracting than Dylan trying to catch the fly. I got to be honest with you.
A fucking heavy metal in my ears at 11 a.m. and then this kid from Florida chasing around a fucking fly.
And I know that I stink because flies land on my body a lot. Anytime I'm somewhere where there's flies, it always buzzes. It fucking lands right on my head. I'm like, I do that. Like, I smack myself a lot. It's like if a fly wanted to beat me up, that's what it's doing. It like lands on me and then I hit myself and then it lands on another part. Goosh, goosh.
It just lands on your nuts each time.
Yeah.
Why do I keep getting it?
This fly's kicking my ass. shit. We are here on the Gas Digital Network. It is a Friday morning. If you guys are not subscribed, you guys are fucking losing out, man. Gas Digital Network, the only podcast network that you really need to subscribe to. We have 23 shows on the network. If you break something, you're fired. We have 23 shows on the network, including the Real Ass Podcast, 3 days a week, the morning show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys want to subscribe for premium Gas Digital service, because you do not have to subscribe to watch the shows live. Shows are always live. They come out on YouTube a few days after they come out on Gas Digital. But if you want to subscribe, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, which we will be chiming in with the Racist Live Chat today. Shannon, please collect questions now from the live chat, because I want questions. I forgot my computer today, so I can't interact with them. But please collect questions. Also, you get access to the complete on-demand library for every single podcast on the network, including Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many more shows. Go binge-watch everything from the beginning. It's like having Game of Thrones and fucking, what's another popular show? The Sopranos, Breaking Bad. It's like all of the best shows in one place. One subscription fee, you save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month for the subscription to the premium service of Gas Digital. It is supporting a great cause. Use that promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial. Dylan,
the fly's outmaneuvering him. It's outsmarting
him.
It's a great way to babysit an autistic kid. You just
go kill this fly. I'll give you a piece
higher than the Gas Digital. Yeah, they've done that about 10 times now.
Dylan, I mean, I'm watching it fly around. Maybe keep the door open until the fly flies out.
I think that would be the move.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Because now it is getting a little distracting. Didn't I tell you not to speak unless spoken to?
Yes, sir.
I know it seems like I'm being rude to Dylan.
No, you're not.
But I got to fucking...
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're fine. Wave him out and get out. Please go back out to the studio.
He's a sweet kid, though. I'm on Team Dylan.
Maybe. I'm rooting for Harrington to beat him up in their fight. So then we could have Harrington on the show. That's how bad Dylan is. I'm rooting for Harrington.
The fly is actually a mole that Harrington sent from the garbage pile he lives in.
It's out. Go. Get out. Go. I just flew out. I watched it fly out. Watch it fucking...
land on Shannon's pussy.
That fly is less annoying than Dylan. How is that possible? So, Shannon, remember, if there are any questions in the live chat, please include them. Great show plan today. Tommy Pope joins the Real Ass Podcast
once
again.
Good to see you, boys. Thank you for having me back. You look good.
You look good.
You're gold.
I am gold. I went to the beach the other day, doggy.
Yeah. What beach did you go to?
I went to Jones
Beach.
Yeah. That's Jones
Beach. One of my go-tos.
I hate the fucking beach.
How was the people? Was it
not too much riffraff? Too much riffraff. Yeah. You know, it was.
That's a good way to put it. Like an uncle. Know. How much riffraff was on
not
the beach?
Not a lot of riffraff. Yeah, it was. We were actually the riffraffier of the bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, people would walk by us and they'd be like, "Oh boy, here we go."
They move. They think your Puerto Rican music's going to be blasting.
Here we fucking go.
Lewis is half Raffican.
Raffican American. You know, here's the problem. You hang out with a chick. Chicks love the fucking beach. I don't know what it is. They're just, women are stupid as shit, dude. So they just, you know, they
see water hit sand and they just get excited.
Like, oh my God, this is
let's
romance.
Lay here all day.
Yeah, and me, I'm just boiling. We are going out to a place in the middle of, you know, Jones Beach is actually nice. I don't think I'd ever been there, to be honest with you, but Jones Beach is very nice. It is very nice, clean, bright sand. It was 92 degrees. It was a humid day. I'm going out into this fucking reflective, hot fucking thing in the middle of the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm just melting.
You got an umbrella?
No umbrella, no nothing. No, because she wants to lay out. And I'm like, this is literally a nightmare. It's what you would do. Do you know how, do you ever see any of the Jesus movies? That's what they did to Jesus. They laid him out like
just
this
tan?
On the fucking, to the sun.
Have you ever
like,
seen those
me.
Jesus movies?
Yeah.
It's based on a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he only saw the movie.
I didn't read the book. I listened to the audio book. Is there an audio book of the Bible? I bet you there is.
Yeah.
I should listen to the Bible.
I bet there's cool people that read it.
Like Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, I bet there's somebody cool read the Bible.
There we go. Look at that. Jesus was tanning.
Yeah. There's no one around him because he was riffraff.
Dude, he was all, well, you know, they say that Jesus was... You know, they say it was a little riffraff.
Yeah, a little riffraff in them.
If you look into the
there's no
the
blankets
facts.
Around those crosses.
No blankets, no umbrella, no tent.
And I'm never prepared. Like when people want to make me go to the beach, I have like fucking Converse on and jean shorts.
I had to buy flip flops.
Terrible.
I bought flip flops, and here's the problem with flip flops. Okay, never again will I buy flip flops.
Nah.
You bring flip flops to the beach, and then what the flip flops do is that little dick that's in between your toe.
Yeah.
Right. That little tiny penis. It starts rubbing sand. In between your toe to the point where it's like, yeah, we're going to cut you and then dig fucking sand into you the fucking whole time all around your toes. So now my toes hurt. Now my toes are bleeding and sandy.
You got to go slides.
That's what they did to Jesus. If you look at his feet, they were pushing sand into the fucking nail holes. Me and Jesus had a very similar experience, me hanging out with this chick at the beach the other day.
Well, you bring an umbrella, you get best of both worlds. You
it's
just
true.
Get pickled. What's your drink of choice?
That I drank in the sun, which was a bad idea as well.
Yeah.
What was I drinking? Oh, I drank a couple beers. But, you know, two beers later, then you're fucking, you're just hammered, you're sweating. And I get in a bad mood. And this is like a chick that I don't, like, know that well. Like, I'm just, you know, we're.
Yeah, that's an intimate date.
New dating, like, you know. Yeah. So you're trying, I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole, but I'm just like, I'm.
You skip the
drumming.
You skip the drunk when you drink in the sun. I feel like you go from I'm gonna be drunk and now I'm hungover.
Yeah, no, it's like I want to get drunk. Cool, let's get drunk.
And you're
like,
sweating it out.
I can't move. I'm paralyzed with I have alcohol poisoning right now. It's terrible. Okay, harumphing. What does harumphing mean?
No, that's correct. Harumphing. Harumph.
Like being a grumpy harumph.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. I was harumphing in front of this hot chick. Instead of being fucking sexy, and I'm not sexy as it is, I'm a fat guy, sweating everywhere, like I'm just dripping, like the sweat is dripping into my eye, so I'm blinded, and it's the brightest sun in the world, so I'm just sort of like, you know, huffing and puffing. She's like, are you all right? I'm like, oh, it's fucking, you know, this is awesome, I fucking love it. Do you want to carry more of your shit?
Was your kid there?
No.
Then you had a choice. Why did you decide to go to the fucking beach?
Vagina. Women, you know, women like beaches. So I'm like, cool, let's go on a fucking beach.
You skipped a great opportunity there. What? Women like beaches? I love bitches.
That is good. Shannon, what does harumphing mean?
It's to clear the throat in a pompous way.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
This bitch needs to go to the beach. All right, cunt, I'll carry the cooler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It actually just sounds like when Zach does his impression of me.
Yeah.
Zach sounds like he's Luis J. Gomez sarcastically harumphing. I like it. I never knew what harumphing meant. I thought that meant like huffing and puffing. Thought I was being a Hufflepuff.
That's a line in Blazing Saddles. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Okay. Great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. Let's do some plugs real quick. Tommy Pope, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Just a weekly show on the compound called A Fair One every Wednesday at 8 with Dave Landau.
Love it. Love it. Go support those motherfuckers. Love Tommy. Love Dave Landau. Zach Amico.
Find me on Instagram, but Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Tonight we're watching 1985's The Mutilator. And check out Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. If you're in Pennsylvania, I'll be in Lahighton, Pennsylvania at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater this August the 7th and 8th for the Troma Dance Film Festival. 3 movies a night, shorts, bands, and a live podcast.
What? Please confirm receipt of the contract and send back a fully executed one. Is this my lease? Who the fuck is this? Who is this?
What a fucking harumph.
I'm being harumphed. This is not for commercial work. Oh, you know who this is? This is my old landlord that fucking ripped us off. This bitch accidentally just sent me something. I should fucking share fucking personal information, stupid fucking cunt.
Oh, is this the one where there was all the dust and everything?
Yeah, never got the money back for that place. Never got the fucking money back, fucking scumbag bitch. Moving in with a 2-year-old baby, you fucking whore cunt. Anyway, I apologize. Yeah, guys, make sure you support The Realist Podcast. Obviously, subscribe everywhere you can. iTunes, YouTube, all that good shit. My YouTube channel is officially blowing up now. I think I'm rounding 30,000 subscribers. I've barely promoted this YouTube channel. Go subscribe, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Not only do you get all the latest Realist Podcast episodes, plus special highlights and more, we are starting a brand new web series. Starting next week, it's the Road to Ellis Mania 20. I don't know the name of it yet, but I have to thank Yo Kratom, who supported this entire fight camp. I'm going to be really ramping up my training coming up this week. I'm a fat fuck. Diet's back in order. A lot of different things happening. And if you guys are interested in watching my road to getting back in shape, training for this fight against Jason Ellis sometime in early 2021, make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel. Special thanks to Yo Kratom for supporting that as well. Zach, where are we performing? What's the date? Do you have this gig?
The 13th, I think, or the 14th?
God damn it. I need to fucking give the information. They tagged
Soul
me.
Soul something.
Soul comedy. Joel's Comedy Festival. There we go. They tagged me. No. I'm going to give the information right fucking now because, come on. I can't not. Soul Joel Comedy Festival right here. Got it. Okay. Soul Joel's first annual summer fest. This is the renovated outdoor amphitheater in. Where the fuck is it? Give me the information. Railroad Plaza. And what is the name of the fucking town? So the little fucking icon with the tag thing is over the name of the town. Royersford. Shut up, Shin. Fuck you.
PA?
Royersford, Pennsylvania. It's going to be myself, Dave Smith. This is going to be Thursday, August 13th. Me and Dave Smith co-headlining. They actually wrote Luis Gomez, and I'm going to fucking knock. I'm not going to the show. They wrote Luis Gomez instead of Luis J. Gomez. I'm not performing at the fucking show. Fuck Soul Joel's Comedy Festival. Now don't go. Okay, I'll probably go. They'll probably change the flyer. If I had a guess, they're gonna probably update the flyer with my correct information. I mean, it's just fucking crazy. Ooh, it makes me angry. Go to Soul Ole's Comedy Festival. Soul Ole, no J. Shut up, Shannon. That's all I gotta play. Makes me angry. Any questions in the chat before we get into?
Had one person ask if when you're going to fight Mike Calta. It's from Beat Machine LES. When is Lewis going to fight Fat Mike Calta?
I don't know. All right, let me say this, okay? Because I don't want to. I really don't care. I need to point this out. I don't actually give a shit about Calta.
You know who says that?
People who care.
People that fucking care.
I don't, though. I don't. And he did this reverse psychology thing because I got into an argument with him on Caltan Kelly or YKWD or whatever the fuck.
Who is this?
This is a radio guy from Florida who's co-hosting Bobby's podcast now.
Oh,
I got into an argument with him. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking trash him. I don't. I said everything I needed to say to him in the argument. There's not. There's nothing more to be said, right? But in the argument, he goes, he's like, yeah, dude, we'll see how long it takes you to go back and talk shit on other podcasts. Right. And then I leave and I find out he just starts talking shit. As soon as I leave the podcast, like, he starts talking shit. He went on Twitter after the fact. He starts trashing the Skank Skank girls, made fun of Hannah's teeth, which is a fucking, you know, it's a low move. What are you fucking trashing these little girls for? You know, these are fucking good fans of a podcast and you're being sort of shitty.
What started this?
I don't want to get. Well, she probably didn't take care of her teeth like when she was a kid.
Her parents. What's probably genetic, to be honest with you.
What did he say?
It wasn't floss wasn't going to help when she was.
One missed appointment in the 80s.
They forget. Yeah.
She should have turned left, or she should have turned right. Yeah, here we are.
Taffy.
I tried cocaine once, and there's my back.
No, she's a cute chick, too. And yeah, Hannah's working on her teeth. I listened to Skank Sanks today. She's going to get them fixed. In fact, maybe we'll start a fundraiser for Hannah's teeth, because I think that will be easier than getting Shannon new boobs. I also think Hannah probably won't be all uppity like Shannon and be like, no, I'm not getting my teeth from Florida. I need my teeth from a special doctor in New York. Hannah's going to get any fucking teeth, you know, she damn well pleases. Okay. Either way, maybe we'll get there. Who knows? Okay. But this guy goes and trashes these girls on Twitter. So then I had to say something. I wasn't going to
even
say anything.
We're busting balls of people that, like, we have a rapport with.
Yeah.
This fucking cunt is just talking it, just being mean to women.
Just being mean to some fucking young chick who, it's like, dude, you're supposed to be Mr. fucking, you know, radio legend. You're supposed to be, like, you're supposed to be above it. I'm not. I'm a future legend, okay? I'm not above it yet. I'm still on my way up. I'm on my trajectory to the fucking heavens.
Why did? What, he disrespect you or something?
He was just sort of condescending, and I didn't even really have a problem with him so much as I had a problem with the producers just sort of being idiots and whatever. I don't want to rehash it because we talked about it on this show and I talked about it on his show. But here's what he did in the argument. He goes, "Yeah, we'll see how fast you go back to Twitter and start talking shit or you go on your show." So then I was like, "All right, I don't care. I'll never mention you again. Who gives a fuck, right?" And that's what I wanted to do. But then I realized that he only did that because he knows that his fans aren't even real. They're fucking like moms. And I don't know who the fuck is. I don't know whose fan base he has in Tampa. The Tampa market means very, very little to me. I got to be honest with you guys. Okay. And no offense if you're a fan in Tampa. You guys are fucking great, you know, but you know what's up. I'm not freaking out about losing, you know, or trashing a specific, like, market. Like, that's what he has. He is a radio guy in a market. It's not like he has fans that are, that's not the same type of connection. Like, when you're also on radio, here's what happens. People get in their car, and they turn it on, and you accompany them to their job, and they say, peace. It's a very disconnected type of relationship that person has with that audience. Radio, right? This is the same thing with, like, you know, daytime television or whatever. We are in a different time. People watch things on demand. They binge watch them. They you know, they have a real... When somebody listens to my podcast, they have chosen, I want to listen to it here at this time, when I'm doing my work, when I'm working out, when I'm doing something important. It's a very intimate relationship. So when he goes to Twitter and starts talking shit, nobody gives a fuck because these people are like, oh, the guy from the radio this morning is talking shit to somebody. That's funny. Who cares? My fan base is fucking crazy. They love what we do. The connection that our fans have with our podcast and our podcast network, it is borderline dangerous and scary. Okay. I wouldn't want to cross these fans. These fans are fucking psychopaths. And as much as I tell them to not, I was like, no, dude, just don't even say it. When I say don't, they go, wink, wink. I get what you're saying, dude. And then they start getting fucking really fucking nuts. And they say really mean, horrible shit. So he reverse psychology'd me and was like, he was like, everybody's going to go talk about it. But he just knows if I go talk about it, it's going to be people calling him a fat fucking hack for the next month, which I don't even care. Like, you know, do it or don't. But my problem with the guy is, like, don't talk shit. Don't act like I can't hang with you. And then when I fucking just shut you the fuck up over and over and over again, he had nothing for me in an argument. Then afterwards, when I'm gone, he starts trashing me again and blah, 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 blah. I'll have it out with Kelta on his radio show, on his podcast, on his fucking, at a family dinner. There's no environment where Kelta is going to be able to outsmart me, out fucking, he's not going to be able to get me. He's not going to be able to fucking bust my balls. we're at completely fucking different levels here, okay? I'm not a morning radio show guy. I don't play by your same rules. I get that he has just a different thing. He's been training himself to be a safe pussy for a long time. I'll just fucking, you know, whatever. Like I said, you can go listen to it. I don't need to talk any more shit about the guy because we're fine at this point. Or when I say we're fine, like, no, I don't like the guy. He doesn't like me, but what else am I going to say? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else to say about him or about the show. So
this industry needs more violence, you know, the threat of violence. Like, yeah. This would never happen on a construction site. You just take a hammer out and take some fucking eyebrow off. Yeah.
Well, apparently he was going to fight Jason Ellis at one point. Jason Ellis was like, I'll fight you with one hand tied behind my back. Jason, and then he pussied out and wouldn't fight Jason Ellis. I'm going to do that. I'm in the process of training for the fight that he wouldn't fucking take. This isn't about being a tough guy or about any of that other shit. This is simply about, like, you know, you got a guy who's just sort of condescending and dicky. And at one point I just sniffed it and I was like, all right, well, fuck you, dude. You're not going to just keep on condescending me and I got to pretend to play nice with you. No, sorry. I don't need to pretend to play nice with anybody. Nobody fucking, you know, this isn't, I don't live in a world where people are handing me things and I'm waiting for people to, you know, give me an opportunity. Nobody does any of that shit. So that's all I got to say about it. All right, real quick, guys, we should thank Blue Chew. BlueChew.com, an incredible sponsor for this show. If you guys love sex, you're going to love Blue Chew. It's essentially a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. If you want to go a few extra rounds, if you want to have a little bit harder of a peen, Blue Chew is the way to go. Zachy, how much do you love Blue Chew?
Unequivocally, it works.
It works. There's no doubt about it. It just makes your dick harder. If you the way that I look at it is like if you're in a relationship, you want to spice things up a little bit. You want to have some, you know, you're like, oh, I really want to have some great sex tonight. Take it a half an hour, 40 minutes before.
If you want to have the kind of sex you had when you first met your chick.
Yes, exactly. This is the best way to describe it. You don't have to have erectile dysfunction or any issues. Believe me, I'm a horny motherfucker. My libido's through the roof. But if I want to fucking, you know, have a really good night, I take a Blue Chew first. And the coolest part of all of this is you don't have to go have a conversation with a doctor. These are the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. But it's a fraction of the cost because you do an online consultation with a physician and they send you everything right to your home in discreet packaging. So there's no conversation with a doctor. There's no conversation with a pharmacist. You do everything online. It takes 10 minutes. Then boom, you have Blue Chew coming to your house. And we're going to even do you one better, Zachy. We're going to even do you one better.
Let's hear it.
Because right now, fans of this show can try Blue Chew for free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. You just pay $5 shipping. That's it. It's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Make sure you use that promo code RAP and try it for free. All right, let's get back into it. All right, let's talk about this. The Callan story is kind of big, right? I mean, this is a story that we can't really ignore. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, it ain't good.
What? Yeah.
LA Times this
more
morning.
Kids?
Shannon, give me... No, not more kids. More kids.
I'm full, I think.
Shannon, give me some background here.
Okay, so it started out that one woman came out. Her name is Catherine Fiore Tigerman. She came out about, I don't know exactly how long ago this was, but that Brian Callan had actually raped her.
Oh.
So, like, rape.
Oh, boy.
Like, rape?
Yeah.
Rape!
Really?
Real rape, yeah.
Okay.
And then after she came out, there were several other women that came out and said that over the course of the past 20 years, that one of them said, like, she was pinned up against the wall and molested by him. So there's several different accounts of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, I'm reading them here. Let's see. This chick says he raped her. This girl says in 2009, Callan pinned her up against the wall at a fitting room against her will and began to kiss her. An aspiring actress who had a four-year affair with Callan while he was married.
A fitting room.
Said he told her in 2016 that...
His dick fits.
Women have a biological, primal desire to be raped. Ooh. 1 year later, a female comedian said he suggested she give him oral sex in exchange for stage time and money.
Oh, man.
It's, yeah, these are a lot of fucking... A lot of different allegations, a lot to unpack.
He has come out and denied it. He says, let me be very clear. I have never raped, forced myself upon any woman, or offered to trade stage time for sex ever. I know the truth and I can only hold my head up high, remain true to myself, my family, my audience, and know that I will not allow the cancel culture to subvert what I know and, as importantly, what they know is the truth.
When did he release that statement? Because most guys, when they get accused of shit, they go silent and they freak the fuck out and they disappear off social media.
True.
So, look.
But
he's
doing the opposite of what D'Elia did and like Diaz did. Diaz is like, I'm not letting cancel culture. But rape is a different thing. It's not like saying something offensive on a podcast and all these people are like, cancel him.
Well.
Yeah, sexual assault, if this is
if it's real. Here's the problem, okay? So, all right. Every one of the other ones are just sort of like whatever. Like, all right. So, the American Apparel woman, he says he pinned her against the wall and kissed her. I don't know. I wasn't there. Like, did he passionately try to fucking, like, go in for it? Like, was it, like, a thing? Or was he violently pin you against an apparent American power? There's two different things there, right? Because it just depends on how you want to tell that story. He pinned me up against the wall and, you know, did he fucking Rocky Balboa in Rocky 1 where he put his hand against the door and was like, and she was like, you know, borderline retarded and she went for it.
Push her on a bag of pet food.
He should have went to the beach that day.
So I don't know. And then a woman that had a 4-year affair with Callum. This is what they do when they hit these articles. They start to dog whistle for women, right? And then all the other women.
There you go. And he's cheating on his wife.
And he's cheating on his wife. Okay, so what the fuck does that have to do with anything? And then he said to her, but women have a biological primal desire to be raped. Like, what? I mean, what is that's newsworthy. That's a story. He had a conversation with some chick. And by the way, I'm sure you can find a lot of women that would say that I have a biological desire to be raped. Like, I there are women that have rape fantasies. Okay?
Oh, I've been asked, and I was like, whoa, this is before, this is like 2003. This girl I was hooking up with was told me this and asked me to like come in and like break in, like do the whole fantasy. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I refuse.
Break in and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole
like,
fucking...
the whole fucking thing. Pinning down.
Was she going to fight you?
No, I think she was going to let me win.
No, but I was saying, like, how much of the fantasy was
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, was she going to struggle?
Oh, yeah, there was going to be a struggle.
Was that the way she, like, tried to find suitors? She was like, all right, if I could take him, he's not the right guy.
She described exactly what was going to happen, and it was pretty close to what you would read in a news article, and I was like, that's where I can't. That would absolutely frighten me and turn me off that, like, this whole process is happening.
Hmm.
I mean...
Would it turn me off and frighten me?
No, listen, I'm not...
If a woman... Look, I don't like anal sex, right? Yeah. I don't like fucking a chick in the ass. But if a chick is really wants anal sex, that will get me going. Like, I'll really get into it, right? So if a woman...
That's not what I'm talking about. I get, like, the slight strangulation, like, you know, the dirty sex. I understand that part of it. She wants... You know, another level. A rape fantasy is a different level than dirty,
it's an interesting
sex,
conversation.
Angry.
It's an interesting conversation because does that person, that woman, obviously she's fucked in some way or another, right?
100%.
She's like, she's had.
Oh, listen, dude, I started getting my exit strategy right after that conversation.
She's damaged. You.
And she was smart, beautiful, kind.
Yeah.
Went to Penn. Like, she was like, everything else was there. And then, you know, you have that conversation. You're like, okay, well,
because not only is it that fantasy is there, it's how the fuck did that
get there? Yeah.
What happened to you?
Yeah,
that's where it's a little
bit
like freaky.
Talk about turning left when you should have turned right.
This is where, that's where it would probably not turn me on. We've talked about this before on the show when I had that girl that act like, I was dating this chick that she would act like a little girl. Like, really, like a little girl. And I was like, this girl was molested when she was 4 and she stuck there sexually. I don't want to be a part of that. It turned me off. Like, that really, it was too, the depravity that was going on with her, I never even talked to her about it.
Right.
But it was so fucked up, and she was really hot, like, really hot chick, but it was a really big turn off. Like, to the point where I remember being, like, kind of playing along at first, being like, oh, that's great, and then she would, like, just way into the character, like, way in, and I was like, you really want to play with dolls right now? Like, it was to that. She was like, she wanted to sit down and play with dolls, and like,
yeah. That's like, the whole thing. They call themselves littles.
Dude, it fucking,
really?
It was
bizarre. And then they call, like, their partner, like, their big.
Yeah.
I swear, and they have, I know girls that have, like, tea parties and
now that's
dolls.
A fucked up thing. Now, if you can, a guy that gets into that, I think that guy.
Yes, likes pedophiles. Or he's a pedophile.
I think you should, look, if you're that chick, right, and you have this weird thing, whether it's a rape fantasy or that sort of thing where it's a, you know, pedophile thing. And you have a guy that's really in, or a guy that suggests it.
Yes.
Right? That's a red flag. There's no other way to, like, go there. Like, you know.
If this motherfucker's bringing home Barbies.
Yeah, that's fucking bizarre.
I have a whole other theory, too, when you see an adult man who's bigger and dates a girl that looks very young.
Yeah.
And I've known somebody that did this with multiple girls. Yeah. Like, they look like a
really
teenager.
Young. Right, okay.
But they're of age.
Right.
That's a man.
That's
that,
a that's a
that's
sign
a
as well.
Yeah.
Typically, I mean, not But there's something to be said, because we said this about D'Elia, right? So D'Elia liked young chicks, 19, 18-year-old girls. Like, that was his thing. If he didn't cross the line, it's a red flag. I don't want him around my niece. But if he didn't cross the line and he controlled himself and said, hey, like, this is like, I like 19-year-old girls. It is what it is. I would never break any laws or, you know, the line is there for a reason, you know? So I can't necessarily demonize the guy that, you know, just sort of like is into something a little weird. The same way I'm not going to demonize a girl who's into a rape fantasy. Like, I'm not saying that that girl's a bad person, but in a weird way, when she now facilitates that rape fantasy with this guy who's really into it, is she sort of feeding, when they say rape culture or whatever it is she sort of feeding that desire? Is he now less likely or more likely to go and hurt somebody because of it? I have no idea.
Or did he get it out of his system?
Yeah.
You never know.
It's the whole thing. And this is why it turns me off. This is why I don't think I could get into if a girl was really into a rape fantasy, I don't think I could get it. Not where it's like realistic, where she's going to fight me and I got to like punch her and fucking tear her. Like that would, I don't think I could get into it. But if a chick was like, yeah, I want you to hold me down, I'm going to tell you to stop and I'm going to fucking, you know, blow out a safe word. Yeah, I get my dick hard. Got my dick hard just now a little. To be honest with you, holy shit.
I did the wave.
Did D'Elia come out?
Right.
Did he say anything? Has he made a statement yet?
I don't think so.
No, right.
I'm in my head picturing a show called Rape Fantasy Island now.
So with Callan, and then the last one said she suggested to give him oral sex in exchange for saved time and money. So all of these stories, except for the one that the chick says, this guy raped me. That's where it's like, whoa, that's fucking very serious.
Yeah, that's different.
And that's crazy. Like, that is like a really crazy, serious thing. And that's where it's like, you know, Callan, this is what I wanted to ask about when he released that statement. What were you going to say, Jen?
So there, I'm reading the details of how the quote-unquote rape happened, and it's a
Hold
little...
Hold on real quick. We have Shannon trained so good.
I'm sorry.
To say quote-unquote rape.
No,
God bless you,
when
Shannon.
You hear rape, though, you think it's like a violent attack, and this is like a little bit different than
that.
Oh,
so there's more... So the article says rape.
Yeah. But then it goes into the details of what happened. So apparently they were best friends. They used to hang out all the time. Like his dad, her dad got him acting gigs and whatever. Like they were close. And then one day they went to go and hang out. And as soon as she comes out of the house, he picks her up and she's wearing a gray sweatshirt with a bra. And he says, why are you wearing a bra? Girls aren't supposed to wear bras. Take it off. And they laugh. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they're hanging back at his house or her house. And he goes to kiss her. She kisses him. She doesn't like it in her head, but doesn't say anything. Goes to the bathroom, comes back out. And then he stands behind her and is like, oh, you're so hot. You could be a Playboy model. She doesn't respond, but
nice
she also
move.
Hates this.
The guy's got some lines.
Step three.
Okay. The guy's got some fucking lines right there.
Yeah, you got to lie to her. Right before you rape her. Got to lie to her. You could be a model.
You can model for Swank magazine.
I got a guy at JCPenney. He's looking for something.
What else, Shannon?
So then they're in his bedroom. He pushes her on the mattress, runs his hands over her body, and she says she keeps saying no, but he kept pushing it and was like, come on, you know, let's just get this out of the way. Obviously, there's sexual frustration between the two of us, and then you'll be my girlfriend afterwards. And she's like, no, like, it's me. It's Catherine, meaning your best friend. Please, let's not do this. I don't want to do this. And he says, you're going to love it. We're just going to get this out of the way. You're going to love this. You're going to be my girlfriend.
Damn.
And they had sex. And,
Shannon, this sounds like rape. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah,
Shannon's
true.
Broken.
She was trying to say
what the fuck? Shannon, I'm waiting for the moment where I can agree. I'm always looking for that angle, lady.
Yeah, Shannon's right? Like, but then he bought her dinner.
while she was crying.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that I necessarily... I don't, look, here's the way that I feel about all of these things, right? I don't just take anybody's... I don't take anybody's word for face value at all, ever. Man, woman, anything. There's, in my mind, this is the skeptic in me, there's always an ulterior motive, and you look for what that ulterior motive is, and, you know, that's just sort of the way that I see things.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that this woman's a liar. I'm just saying that I don't know any more than anybody else in the fucking world except for these two people, or, I mean, maybe if there's some sort of evidence that suggests it, nobody fucking knows. So, the fact that the LA Times goes out, puts out an article, dog whistles for other women because they start collecting the information. Somebody mentioned Callan during the D'Elia thing because he had a show and works with Netflix with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that came out. These journalists start going like, oh, do you have any more stories about him? They start putting it out, whether it's through alternative, like, you know, fake Twitter accounts or Reddit or whatever it is. But they start dog whistling. And then they have people that will reach out and go like, oh, yeah, I felt, you know, disrespected, or I felt like this guy went too far. These other things, he didn't, there's not even, I don't really care if he offered some chick stage time for a blowjob. I don't care. I really don't give a shit Okay, I've been offered things. I've been offered things for sexual favors with men, women, gay people. I mean, I'll tell you right now, you don't take.
I love that those are different categories.
Yeah, right. There is three:
humans, gay people.
But you don't do it. You have enough respect for yourself, and you don't do it. And you go like, "Oh yeah, that person's a little bit of a fucking creep." But that's really as far as it is. The rape charge, though. That's something that is really very serious. And to be honest with you, I don't think that women typically come out and will just throw that word out there. Typically. I'm not right. saying it does happen. You know,
I think it's more dangerous when it's someone that there's a pre-existing relationship and it's someone that's not in the industry. Like, what does she have to gain from this?
Yeah, well, that's it. She's not like a person who... maybe she is. I don't know if she's in the industry, but... Find out
something about acting, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. I once again, I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but what's going to happen now is more than likely he's fucked. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's true, not true, nothing. He is in trouble here.
Yeah,
that's a problem. And he's too famous. It's not like if he wasn't that famous, there's not enough like meat there. They wouldn't have gotten to the LA Times. It wouldn't have been an article that even got
attention. Yeah, it would be on a website.
Yeah, it would be, you know, on Reddit or something else. But the fact that he's like an actual A-list actor, I think that there's another effort to, and maybe this is me being a conspiracy theorist, but I think that there is an effort to bring down Joe Rogan. I think that they see this deal with Spotify. They see how powerful he is. There's a lot of moving pieces behind the scenes. Milo Yiannopoulos said this on Legion of Skanks a long time ago. I don't think that Milo had some sort of insight. I think Milo has his finger on cancel culture and what's going on with cancel culture and the way that they're doing things. And I think that Joe's pretty much squeaky clean for the most part. He doesn't do any shit. So I think that they want to make his crew look bad. And I think that there's something happening with the fucking, you know, these seeds are being planted and it has nothing to do with protecting
them. The second
that
number
women.
Came out, that $100 million. Yeah. I think people, journalists, cancel culture people, they all heard that $100 million and they all went, we got to get him.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
He's too powerful.
Yeah.
And they can't find shit on him. Or if they do, it blows over because nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
What they tried for him calling masks for bitches. Yeah. They tried. They're going to keep trying to find things and they can't. So they're going to, I think, exactly.
Maybe.
They're going to try and get all of his friends and say, you know, look who he associates with.
Yeah. It's hard to not, I don't know what it is. Like, my instinct is always to sort, especially when it's like comedians, my instinct is to always go like, fuck, I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. I don't know Callan or Shaub. And we take shots at their shows all the time on this show and other shows because it's just sort of become a meme, essentially, at this point to fucking throw a dig at Brendan Schaub or Brian Callen.
And also, just speaking personally, we came up on when radio shows did that.
Yeah, you fuck around and you make fun of people. It just is what it is. You know, we all do this. We all make fun of each other. Whether you know the people or not, we take little digs, we take little shots. But I definitely don't wish ill will on any of these guys. I don't want to see them fucking lose their career over something that's false. Now, if it's true, then yeah, fuck him, dude. I mean, honestly, like, that story didn't sound good, Shannon. I don't know what happened to you in your life where you're
I'm reading more and it's not great.
There's more that goes on. Oh, yeah.
I did a quick skim the first time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it says that she said that after this happened in 1999, after it was over, she immediately began crying and searching for her underwear. Her bottoms had been thrown on the ground where Callan's dog had chewed holes in them.
Oh my God. My dog would do this to women. Oh, is that going to be an article in the future? Because my sport ate the pussy holes out of a woman's underwear. Okay, he was just trying to give me easier access. My dog rules.
I just don't finish. That's the last quote. So he says, noticing her tears, he tried to calm her down and said, oh, come on. What am I, a big bad rapist? I'm not a big bad rapist.
Oh,
and then said, come
God.
On, you're going to be my girlfriend now. We needed to get this out of the way. And he did not respond to that comment in his interview with the Times.
Wow. And this interview was recent.
So yeah, Thursday. It happened on
Thursday. Oh my God. Well,
yeah, that's
at least he's defending himself.
Yeah, he says that her claim is demonstrably false, saying they had both agreed to have sex.
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah. Doesn't look good.
Nah, dude.
Doesn't look good.
You don't
remember
those details when you're traumatized, unless you're traumatized.
Look, I just don't know. You can't give an honest assessment with the details, right? And the problem is too many people jump to conclusions, and they will either demonize or defend the person just blindly. And I don't want to be known as that guy who's just regularly. I don't defend dudes, but the problem is even if you have this opinion, which is I think it's a very fair opinion. A somewhat nuanced opinion where you say, well, I don't think that a guy should have his career completely destroyed over an accusation. I also obviously don't think women should be raped. This is not like up for debate. But you can't say that much. If you say like, yeah, I think, you know, you should at least have a, you know, there should be somewhat, you know, due process. That word due process has become like a fucking like you're a fucking rape supporter. You're a rape supporter. Yep. It's like, what are we talking about? The same way, like, flying an American flag in your front lawn is now you're a Nazi. There's just these crazy extreme things where you go, like what? And they control you with that. That's where they control you. So then most comics agree with that sentiment. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, I don't think you should take somebody's career, man, woman, black, white, whatever it is, over some accusation without some sort of process to confirm that that's real. I think most people agree with that sentiment. Most, you know, anybody with a brain, just saying that can put you on a list of rape apologists, can put you on a list of alt-right comedians. Just saying that, yep. Just saying those words.
Sometimes they're Google Docs.
And yeah, they literally create documents of people. This is the conversation. Word, yeah. This is not saying that a woman's a liar. It's not saying that a woman deserves to be raped. It's not saying that Callan's innocent. It's just saying like, oh wait, let's have pause. Let's not destroy a guy as soon as the article comes out. Saying that is enough to put you on this fucking list, and people are afraid. Young comedians are afraid to miss out on that opportunity, to miss out on that call from HBO, late night television. They want a writing gig. They want SNL. This is cancel culture in its purest form. You have people afraid to just have an opinion on something that can be somewhat nuanced and controversial. This is a problem, and this is why most people will stay silent. Most of his friends will stay silent. Most people, that's a sort of a way that people are being controlled right now. And yeah, I don't like it. So that's all I had to say. We were supposed to have Brian Callen on SDR show on Tuesday, which Big J couldn't make it. I was actually going to come in and do SDR show with Callen. We'll see if he comes. If I had a guess, he's probably not coming to SDR show. On Tuesday.
Nah,
dude. Yeah, talk about a bad week.
Also, as soon as this came out, he also scrubbed his entire Instagram of any mention of D'Elia.
Wow. Yeah, that's a weird thing. You assume it's not them. You assume they go to their team of people and say, and the team makes a decision. I just don't know that those teams always have the best. Why do we trust some 26-year-old bitch who went to college to be like, I'm in charge of his social media and I'm going to make the decision? It's like, the yep. Fuck do you know, lady? Like, what, you know? So we'll see what happens. It is very, very interesting, and it's it could be the end of an era with the Fighter and the Kid podcast.
Because... Yeah, I feel like there's a bunch of those comics doing that Homer Simpson walk back in the hedge right now.
Oh yeah,
there's got to be a few others. I mean, there's
of course, it's going to happen. But I mean, look, by the standards of, you know, this guy pushing her against the wall and trying to kiss her, he had an affair while he was married. Saying things like women have a primal desire to be raped. I mean, we've made jokes like that on podcasts. How many times? I mean, if they want to fucking figure out a way to, you know, an angle on you, they'll figure out that angle. It's just, at this point, it's almost like, do you have the target on your back?
Also, something I think that's really telling about just the times in general is when you came in and you said, you know, he's getting accused, and you literally went, no, rape.
Rape,
like,
rape, yeah.
There's so many articles that accuse her, and then you read it, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
He's bad at reading signals, and he fingered it, or, you know.
Of course.
Like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, no. Rape.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big, heavy accusation, you know. So, hopefully justice will be served in one way or another. That's, I think, the best way to put it, right? Hopefully justice will be served. You can say that.
Yeah.
But... not good. Los Angeles has been taking a fucking beating.
Oh, boy.
They've been taking a beating.
Old Cancel Island.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Forget that. I'm never moving to LA now. Seems dangerous. All right, really quick, we must thank Cushy Dreams, who are so amazing. I love Cushy Dreams. CushyDreams.com. It is the best extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, also known as bud. It's weed. It's fucking weed, okay? Except it doesn't have THC in it. It's all CBD. It is really, really high quality. It's hand-trimmed. It is grown by absolute experts. I love using this in the morning now, Zach. What I do is I get up, I'll take a quick bowl of CBD bud. Immediately my anxiety is lifted. Immediately I feel awake, which is the opposite feeling when I'm smoking weed. I get really tired. So this is what I've switched as my wake and bake. And I'll tell you right now, they have amazing flower and pre-rolls that you guys can get. Indica, Sativa Blends, Energy, Hustle, Dream. They have lots of really cool like buds and blends that they've designed specifically for your needs. Right now, if you go to CushyDreams.com, that's CushyDreams.com, use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you're going to save 20% on your entire order. 20% off, CushyDreams.com. Make sure you go support them. They support this show and some other amazing shows on the network. Smoke your CBD because you can at CushyDreams.com. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. This is fun. British father who had his penis fall off due to a blood infection is the first to have penis grown on his arm. I've seen a penis on an arm. Is this the same penis that I've seen?
Possibly. I believe he was the first one. I don't have a picture of the actual thing, but this is the process.
Yes. And
so it was supposed to be done within 2 years is how long it was supposed to take. But due to like coronavirus and he was sick and everything, so he's had this penis on his arm for 4 years and still hasn't had it moved to his.
Why don't we see the
pic?
There has to be a picture, Shane. I saw a video of a guy with a penis attached to his arm.
Really?
Okay. It was like, yeah, I think it was an Indian guy or whatever. It was an actual dick and it was real as fuck.
Real question. So is it just long sleeves every time you go out?
Yeah.
Or you have to do that cast thing. Where
you do one of those like the sleeves that Big J wear where he has the thumb hole.
Oh, yeah.
So you just let the dick hang out the thumb hole.
Why
like
can't
emo,
they put this,
emo sleeves?
Put this thing in like a Petri dish. That's what they grow like ears out of, right? I mean, this seems like a little unnecessary.
Because I think it has to get used to your body, right? Like maybe like it's, dude.
I mean, how do you not just like.
The fact that your dick can even fall off. It's like,
that's terrifying.
You can just get a skin disease and your dick is just hanging off by a thread.
Weinstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that weird. Did you Google that? Yeah. Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
I mean, if you have a dick on your arm and you're hanging out with your friends watching a movie, how do you not?
Yeah, every time.
He also had 2 inches added to the original size.
Of course.
Of course. You can adjust it.
Of course.
Every picture I see, they have it blurred out.
It's impossible, Shannon.
Dylan has. I think this may be a different guy. Dylan has one image.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh.
I didn't see this one. That is a hard penis growing in your arm.
Yo.
That looks like he got into a car accident. It looks like he got into a car accident with his fucking horny friend.
Damn, dude. Looks like he's sneaking a dick into a stadium.
Wow.
Did he, like, it looks... That's a terrible job, right? He just like slid it in a holster.
The one that I saw was a flaccid dick, like on an arm, and like an Indian guy
going this way, and then it just
like,
falls
going down
to
like
gravity.
This. Yeah, yes.
And you could just put a couple wristbands over it.
It was fucking really gross. So yeah, that's fucking nuts. I don't know what I would do if my dick fell off. It would really fuck with me. It would really.
Yeah, but dude, you would have so much free time.
Yeah, you'd get real good at oral.
I don't know that I would ever want to have sex again. Just that whole process of having to explain to a woman every time that I'm dickless.
Just go to the beach.
Yeah, but you could walk on stage naked.
Zach, I'm dickless and fat. Like, yeah. Nobody wants to see a dickless fat guy. Dude. It's disgusting. That's awful. It's making me feel bad.
I
right
do
now.
It once a year. And people go nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
What, take your dick out?
Naked roast battle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, do you? Is it online still?
No, there's no cameras.
No. All right, so let's see. The Bronx Zoo apologizes for putting black men on display in 1906. Bronx Zoo officials this week apologized for putting a Central African man on display in the zoo's monkey house, 114. Aw, look at the little monkey. Otabenga was taken as a slave from his indigenous Mutubi people in the Congo and sold to an American man who brought him to New York, where he was placed in the exhibition for 20 days. Wow. In the name of equality, transparency, and accountability, we must confront our organization's historic role in promoting racial injustice as we advance our mission to save wildlife and wild places, said the Wildlife Conservation Society's president and CEO, Christian Samper.
Who's digging this up? This is 1906?
It's 1906. It's a different time.
Yeah.
But they came, like, they admitted to it before anybody got them, I guess.
They're apologizing. They canceled themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think they fed them?
I don't know. Probably whatever they fed the monkeys. Do you think that they...
Do you think they gave them people food? Or do you think they just threw raw meat at them?
I don't know. It is pretty fucking crazy, dude. When you really think about it, those poor monkeys. You put that African man in that cage. Those poor monkeys. No. Sure. They should apologize for that. We're turning corners on today's show, okay? Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Women shouldn't be raped. Black men shouldn't be in zoos.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that. Good job, Bronx Zoo. You guys, you can apologize for that one. If I had ever enslaved a black man and put him on display as a zoo animal, I would also apologize. There are lines here. Like, I wouldn't apologize for a joke unless it was a joke.
Yeah.
Because if it was a joke, like, I'll be out. All right, fine. Let me backpedal a little here.
Go ahead.
If they were joking, if they were just trying to be funny, I stand by everyone's attempt to be funny. This is a very Patrice O'Neill thing to say right there, okay? It's just an attempt. They missed their attempt at being funny. So,
and land.
Yeah.
It happens.
Shannon, do you think they were being funny or were they trying to be educational? Because education, that's fucking crossing a line.
I think they're trying to be educational.
God damn it. Piece of shit.
I think they were trying to do like a P.T. Barnum, like Wild Men of Borneo.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting, the Bronx Zoo. Unless you were trying to be funny with it. If that was a hilarious little joke about fucking... Stand by that.
The other question.
Yeah, right.
Could kids feed them pellets?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Let's see. What else is going on here? What is this? A-list celebrities, challenge accepted trend. I don't know what any of these. Dylan, your stories have been sucking lately. They have been. Don't speak into the microphone unless I specifically say speak. I spoke to you. It doesn't mean that I want you to speak back to me. Now you may speak.
You're such an asshole. You picked a story. I think you picked a story of mine each episode.
Do you know? Will you trust me that I'm a pretty good like producer. Like I'm a genius producer.
Genius.
I really am. I'm pretty high level when it comes down to like doing this type of stuff. Just trust me. I had to come in today and I said, Dylan, you can't speak anymore. You're jumping in. You're chiming in too much. Shannon doesn't chime in unless I ask her to chime. Right, Shannon? See, she didn't even chime in there. It was an opportunity. And she was like, you know what? I'll leave this one off the table. Just in case I have to chime later by accident. That was a test there, Dylan. I appreciate you not chiming. I just tested Dylan. So I think I'm signing a fucking lease today. I'm waiting to hear back. God damn it. Where is he?
Are we going to go through your emails now?
No, I'm just seeing if fucking he sent me the lease. I want the lease. I want the lease. Once I have the lease, I'll feel good about it. I'm such a Puerto Rican. Like, just deep down inside, like, when I put in all the paperwork and the financial information and all this other stuff, I'm going, like, they're not going to fucking want me. They don't want this dirty spick fucking up their nice New Jersey neighborhood. I'm renting.
He's getting a cage at the Bronx Zoo.
I'm not ready to buy yet. I will be soon. To be honest with you, as I started speaking to real estate agents, they're all going, you should just buy. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you have the financial stuff. Like, you have... But I feel like buying two things. Number one, it's a much more involved process that I just don't have time for. I don't want to be in New York City right now. I also don't want to wait 6 months to fucking buy a place and go through the process of, I got to figure out what escrow is. I have no clue. No idea. Okay. Step number one, what is escrow? No clue. Okay.
That's snails.
So I love escrow grow. Escrow grow. So I was like, let me rent a place right now. It's also my first house that I've ever lived in. I've only lived in apartment, two family houses, apartment buildings my whole life. So to be able to fill a 3-bedroom house with furniture and you know, all that other stuff, it's a whole process. So
plus you want to see if the commute works for you.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What part of Jersey?
I'm not going to tell the town that I'm living in.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's not a good thing. Right? I shouldn't tell people the town I'm living in. Right?
I think it's bad enough you say the neighborhood you're in. So I would say this is a fresh start.
Yeah, fresh start. Nobody's got to know where I live. We'll say it's North Jersey. We'll say it's a decent neighborhood.
You got a ferry and a train option?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think there's a train to bus. But I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very excited. It has a detached two-car garage with a sauna already built into it. So I'm turning my garage into the fucking greatest gym on earth. It's going to be the best. I'm lining it with mats. I'm going to have fucking workout equipment, weights. I'm going to go find a gym that closes down. I'm going to buy out all their shit.
Oh, you're not going to Equinox anymore?
Oh, I'm canceling my Equinox. I have my own sauna. I don't even need to go to Equinox anymore. Well, even though I do like a steam room more than a sauna. But there's a...
You might want
to
keep something for when you're on the road, though. I can figure it out.
I could pay a day pass.
Yeah,
I could pay a day pass. Not really a big deal. But I'm very excited. So New Jersey, I will be coming home very, very soon. Building an Zach downstairs has a that's where Zach's living. No, but it's got an extra. It's got a, so it's two bedrooms upstairs, one bathroom upstairs, one bathroom downstairs, and then it's like a finished basement for like an office with an extra little room. So I'm making a game room, building my at home podcast studio, big fucking backyard, have a little fire pit. Shit's about to get crazy, guys.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Shit's about to get crazy. I don't know.
I'm happy for you.
Me too. We'll see what happens. I showed Shannon in the picture. Shannon, what do you think? Could you see us living there together?
Yeah. I think it's great. It's everything that you looked for. So I'm excited you were able to find it so quickly.
That's right. We'll see. But I feel like I should maybe hold out because here's what the spick in me is just like, you'll accept my application? Let's go right now. But like, I'm going to keep on looking. In 2 weeks, I'm going to see my fucking dream house.
You're not buying. Who gives a shit? It's not true. Like you don't have to put that pressure on you. That's the whole point of renting. You can skedaddle whenever you want. Maybe a year.
Yeah. Maybe a year. Maybe two. We'll
take 12 months to learn what the fuck escrow means, and then you can find a house you can
What
find.
Does escrow mean, Shannon? Can we figure out what escrow means?
I believe it's money like in holding.
Yeah, right. So essentially when I would say I want to buy the house, they'd go like, this isn't closed on yet, but you put that money in escrow so you can't touch it, so they know you're not going to go and fucking buy it on spend it on a car.
Yeah. Go all Latino on them.
Yeah, I will. And also, I'm going very Latino. Like I'm buying a nice car.
Yes, dude.
I'm buying a nice car. Shannon, what type of car should I get? What type of car would make you want
to
suck
Do you have to go, like, door to door and tell them that you're Latino? Like a
pedophile's moving in? Shannon, what would be, which kind of car should I get?
I think you should get, like, an SUV. Then you have room for James and his friends and stuff.
He has no friends. It's really James living at my place 3 days a week and then me in a giant four-bedroom house by myself all the time, sad.
Yeah, dude.
With no furniture.
He's eventually going to have some room for his boyfriend, right?
Whoa, easy, dude. Easy.
Gay stuff stays in the basement. No gay stuff on the basement.
That's normal.
Yeah,
that's
I don't even know what the first step is in buying a house. You own a house?
No. Yeah. No, I don't think I ever want to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Like, Ralph doesn't ever want to own anything.
Yeah, I think I'd rather rent bi-coastally. You know, have something in L.A., something in New York or Philly.
Yeah.
Flip back and forth.
When are you going to wait for that to happen? You're getting up there.
Yeah, I'm 40, you fuck. It's not that bad.
I'm getting up there, too. We're old as fuck. That's when I was making fun of Calta's age, and I was like, this is crazy. It's like, I'm an old man.
Yeah, dude. I think 50 is when I'll start really getting fucking worried. Because 50, you got to start thinking, like, what did you accomplish, as well as how many years you got left to do, you know, things.
Yeah.
Like, 50, you start thinking about, like, life stuff. Did I do right by not having children? Am I with the right person? All that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then you start going, well, I might die in 10 years. I might be fucking dead. I got 10 years to make up for lost time.
I think it's almost like you come to 50.
I'm going through that now.
Yeah.
Zach's at fat person 50 right now.
Yeah. I'm going there
right
now.
You just drop a decade when you're fat.
Yeah. I think at 50, it's like, depending on where you're at in life, you're at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And you go like, all right, am I...
That's the first, yeah. That's the first age.
And am I going to die in 15 years? Because that's what, you know, typically, I think it is a mind over matter thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you are, not saying always, but I'm just saying in a good state of mind, where you're like, dude, I fucking did right. I think you're going to live longer.
Yeah.
Just whatever it is. I think your body will just fucking take care of itself in its own weird way. And I think when you go like, I hate this and it sucks and you're depressed and whatever it is. Has there ever been a study to depress people die faster, barring suicide? I wonder if depressed people that have actual clinical depression die faster, if diseases take over their bodies in a faster way. Do you just hear about, like, you know, this guy had all this fight and he fought, you know, he fought cancer and, like, it was just, he, you know, he never, in my mind, that's, there's something there. There's something real about that, that you sort of have this in you where you're mentally tough, where you will sort of, your body will take care of itself.
Well, if you can make the connection from stress to depression, then I would say that's true.
For sure.
Stress is
a
big one.
Yeah. What does it say, Shannon?
So the answer overall is yes. And it says that often people with depression die sooner because they're more apt or more likely to get heart
to
disease.
Eat bad. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, though. It's like you're just going to take care of yourself less. Yeah. You're not going to exercise. If you're depressed, you do not want to exercise. You're like, why the fuck? Why would I give a fuck? I don't care about myself. I don't want to do anything. You know, you just, you know, anytime I'm in that mental state, like.
But on the other side of the coin is the exercise is what keeps you alive. Like that's that's why I'm in shape at this point, is because that it triggers and changes the chemical imbalance in your brain when you work out.
For sure.
Every single day. If I take 3 days off, I'm a fucking mess.
Yeah. What do you do every day?
I run like a 5 or 10K, and then I do an outdoor workout, like a fucking prison workout with the Mexican handball. Court.
Love it. Yeah, dude, this is great. This is why I want my home gym too, because I feel like once I start, I'm gonna get really proud of this, like this space.
Didn't you say this last time when you went on like a 30-day challenge and then you just fucking stopped doing it?
14 days I did it. Okay, and it was a long time to run for a fat.
Well, I want a live stream camera in there just to look.
I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt about it. I'm getting the place for the gym. That's probably the number one factor as to why I'm getting this place.
Yeah, that's
exciting. Because it has a two-car garage that's very open. It's already finished. It has a sauna already attached, like a little separate room that can be used like a locker room. My friends can come over, get a work at it. Believe me, this is a very, very big part
of
it.
It's exciting.
The house is the house. The house looks like any other fucking
house.
But
do you need more accountability for using your own gym, though? I think it's like if you had dumbbells at home, you don't use them as much as if you go to the gym and then use the dumbbells.
It's different. Detached garage. I go out to my gym.
The sauna I get. It's going to be tough to do.
Give me a sauna. Okay. I'm going to have mats, heavy bag. I'm literally setting this up. It's going to look like a real gym. Great weights, a little fucking powerlifting area. Then I'm also
gay guy in a towel.
I'm going to fucking jerry rig a little shower right behind the garage. Like a little sprinkle one to rinse off when you want to fucking come out from the sauna.
That's fucking bougie.
It's going to be
it's your own house.
It's going to be dope. Trust me. Look at Shannon. Now Shannon wants a piece of the cock. Shut up. Skanks, don't gif that. If you gif me coughing like a fucking asshole, I'll be furious. I'll never support you bitches again. Shannon, that sounds awesome, right?
Yeah, it's great. I love the place. I like how open it is. It's very, very nice.
That's right. It's about to
happen. I'm just excited for the housewarming party.
That's right. Shannon, will you make out with me at the housewarming party?
No.
Come on.
No. Next June 1st, remember? We missed it this year.
It's going to be my fuck. I'm going to do a house. I'm going to do a big barbecue June 1st next year. And Shannon's going to show up, and it's just going to be me. Just me and a towel. I'm going to take the Callan transcript word for word. Yeah. You're going to be my girlfriend after this,
you could
baby.
Be a model.
You could be a Playboy model. Shannon. I think it's a good idea. So 50 people in all 50 states have received mystery seeds in the mail, seemingly from China. People all over the country reported receiving packages through the post office that contains unidentified seeds. Postage indicates they came from China. State officials are advising not to plant the seeds in case they are an invasive species. Like it's fucking.
What kind of fucking
Little Shop of Horror? Like they're gonna we're gonna have human eating plants that are gonna.
That's scary. I don't trust that.
Nah, dude.
Look at this.
Also, what kind of fucking psychopath is like? Yeah, let's put some water on these.
Who would get random seeds in the mail?
I would 100% take them and I would throw them into the garden and I would go Godspeed, little seeds, to see what would happen. They're thinking it could be like a bioweapon.
Maybe it's going to grow Chinese people.
Yeah, right.
That'd be fun.
It seems they're also saying to not throw them away because then, like, in the dump, they can plant themselves. But,
so, what do you got to do?
Burn them.
Destroy them?
I don't know.
Destroy these seeds? What if burning them releases toxins into the skies, like in Night of the Living Dead Part 2?
No, they're saying to contact your, like, agricultural.
Whatever it is. What?
They're saying to contact your, like, local agricultural department so that they can test them. But they think that this is a scam, and I don't really completely understand how it works, but a scam for reviews. So I guess, like, through Amazon or something, once something is shipped out, they can put in a fake review. So they think that's what it is.
Oh, so they're just trying to, the seed company's trying to get some fucking good reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably not biological warfare.
Well, why wouldn't they just ship it to their back fucking yard?
Yeah.
Like, why do they have, I guess you need a certain address for it. Who cares, Tom? Maybe. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. I don't think it's a real thing. I don't think, we'll see. Testing is being done. Let's see. Yeah. I'm not that scared of it. Remember back in the day after 9/11, people were just getting envelopes full of anthrax? Was that real?
Yeah, that was real.
People were actually receiving anthrax?
Some was anthrax and some was just like white powder.
Yeah, it was just psychological warfare, but there was positive testing.
Yeah, there was definitely anthrax.
Did it ever kill anybody? Did it ever actually hurt anybody?
No, they sent it to like, was it a governor or some
politician? Yeah, it was a governor. I want to say some maybe media outlets got it too.
Yeah, they sent it to like CNN or one of those fuckers.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't there like one of these like politicians? I think it was like a Russian somebody, something. He was like poisoned. This is like a famous story. He's got like his skin is all fucked up now because he was like poisoned in an attempt to kill him, and like he just looks all fucking decrepit and sickly now. Like
his dick fall off yet?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking Being like, how many people are trying to kill the president? Do you think, like, currently, how many people? Like, because President Trump is the most hated president ever. Like, it's crazy. Like how, like, even people that hated Obama and thought he was like a Muslim, they didn't hate him the same way that people on the left hate Trump. Yeah. And there were people that were on the right that legitimately thought that Obama was an ISIS infiltrator who was here to destroy America from the inside. I don't think that those people hated Obama as much as the average left person hates Trump. They fucking hate him. They fucking hate this guy.
I mean, there's...
Yeah, this guy right here.
Whoa. Dang.
Yeah, he just walks around like this, like a fucking X-Men mutant now.
Jesus Christ.
For the rest of his life.
Did he hit a gypsy with his car? Damn, he sleeps in
Who
a
Who is
coffin.
He? What was the story with him? He was poisoned. It was like a political poisoning, dude. Wow. It was nuts. With I get like lost in these Wikipedia journeys sometimes. And you like learn about shit like this. You're like, that happens?
Yeah, dude. Those fucking Russian hitmen, they just like spray something on your face real quick and you're dead in like 2 hours.
Yeah, very scary.
Well, the CIA... released documents a few, like maybe a year ago. Remember we talked about the heart attack gun?
Yeah.
They had a gun that it literally looked like a bug bite when they shot you with it, and you would have a heart attack that day.
Damn. Yeah.
And they like, that's confirmed, like, in, like, a handbook that was declassified. That that's something they've had since, like, the 60s.
Russians are frightening, man.
Shannon, what?
It says he was poisoned by something called dioxin. And what happened was he was running against a favored candidate. And so I guess people weren't happy about that. And that's when they poisoned him.
Yeah, you don't look at that face for fucking 40 years.
Jesus Christ, dude. Fuck that. The only way I want to look at that face is if it comes through a, like a Star Wars blurry screen. I have to look at him up at the ship. I'm like, okay.
Rise.
Yes, your lord, my lord. He's a scary fucking guy, dude. That is, I was on a Wikipedia journey the other day as well. I don't know if we'll ever find anything funny about this because it's not even funny. I just found it very interesting. So I was talking to my son about music. When we were camping, actually. We were camping and we were like listening to music. And he asked me, he was like, what was the first ever song? And then I was like, I have no idea. And then I was like, I don't know. So then it wasn't even the first ever song necessarily. It was the first ever music that they found ever.
Yeah.
Written. And it was from, it wasn't even that long ago. I think it was 3,500 years ago. It might have been 1500 BC. And they found these like fucking clay plates with music written. They transcribed it. And then
Africa,
they went.
Africa, Egypt.
Yeah. And they went and like recorded it. It's actually pretty interesting to like hear it.
It's Africa by Toto.
It was pretty fucking cool though. Just sort of like getting stoned and like hearing. It's like the first music that's ever been, like, written down.
Yeah, dude, this is what you should open the show with, not that garbage.
How many women were raped to this song, specifically? That was just, like, how women were, like, greeted back in 1500 BC.
The old club?
Yeah, dude.
It's a shame.
It's, but yeah, that was the first ever song that's ever been recorded. You got to think about that. Or documented, rather, I should say. But then you got to think about, like, fucking, how long have human beings been around?
Damn, dude, we're fucking NPRing right now.
Dude, this is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, this is
Joe Rogan. This is JRE.
Jamie, pull up.
Yeah, pull up some fucking old timey Egyptian music, please. But how long have human beings been around that, like, that was the first ever, like, written music? It's like people just sat around for hundreds of thousands of years without any music.
There was probably
they beat
songs.
On shit. They fucking,
there was probably rhythm at least.
Yeah. The dances and
you walked around singing, people called you a faggot.
Yeah, they would take out like a woman's womb and use it as a fucking drum.
A bagpipe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just grab one of your kids and start smacking their ass. There's some rhythm.
It's and then I ended up in the same journey, I ended up listening to the first ever recorded voice. It was fucking, you don't got to play it, Shannon, because it doesn't even sound like a voice. It just sounds like.
Is it Alexander Graham Bell?
No.
Was it at the Bronx Zoo?
That motherfucker.
That was the first phone call, excuse me.
Yeah, no. This other dude fucking invented some shit before Alexander Graham Bell and recorded him like singing a song. And then they like fixed it over time where you could actually like hear it. Is it
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, it's not Mary Had a Little Lamb. It was some French shit, dude. And it was, I don't know. I'm really stoned now, and I just am getting on it. I'm starting to think about this now, but it's kind of, if you ever fucking, it's pretty interesting to fucking, like, listen to the history. If you listen to a podcast, like, we do this thing for a job, right? We talk into these microphones, we record it, we put it out, and, like, you can trace it back to the first time a voice was ever recorded on something. It's cool. I don't know. Fuck
you. I do these journeys with murder stuff.
Yeah,
I do like missing Japanese ladies, and then I'll just be 4 a.m.
And you're like,
I'm sitting up in bed reading for 5 hours.
Like, why do I know about this?
Reading about Japanese suicide forests.
Yeah, yeah. The internet is a fucking can be so cool.
It's great.
It can be so cool. You can get fucking just stoned and learn about every single question you possibly have is just there now.
Yeah. It's like learning something you never knew, and then you just go flip right back over to Pornhub.
Yeah.
It's all right there for you.
I think that it's a weird... We are the first generation of people that can remember a time of being stupid. Like, legitimately being,
I would say,
like
my
ignorant.
Age is probably the cutoff of, like, the people that had, like, the encyclopedia at home.
Yeah, me too.
To look up shit.
When I was a kid, we'd have some encyclopedias. The problem was we would have like Encyclopedia Britannica, but we'd have like two editions. So we'd have like ENF and then like M.
Yeah, you could only write papers about things.
Yeah, we never got the entire.
That started with 4 letters.
Yeah, I'm not.
You only had 3 books because you had to steal them from other people's houses.
Yeah, no, we would see like, oh, Encyclopedia Britannica at a garage sale, and we would buy letter E.
A and C, yeah.
Yeah, and we'd have that. And we'd be like, cool, I will now know about fucking.
Yeah.
Things with that letter, but that's really it. There was no real wonderment going on in my house. There was no, like, you know, me and my mom never had the same conversation that me and my son have, which is like, what was the first music? Like, what was it? And like, we never had that kind of, like, granted, me and my mom wouldn't have been able to figure it out. Like, what would we have done when I was 7? How would we have figured out what the first ever song was? Like, you would have to
get in the car and go to the library, and then.
But then how would you'd use the fucking Dewey Decimal System?
I have no idea.
What book would you try to find?
Nah, if you had a good parent, they'd be like, shut up, dildo. You're fucking 7. Go outside, you idiot. If you got a dad that's
gay?
Yeah, if your dad's like, hop in the Subaru and we'll go to the library. Fuck you, queer. What?
That was the first recorded song. Smack that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But like,
here's the latest.
I guess there would have to be.
Just throws him down the steps.
There would have to be a book about the history of sounds or the history of music. And you just have to fucking go to the library and hope that that book was written. And now we have every fucking question. There's not a single question you could ask and not have the answer to.
Yeah.
And it's all very easy way to figure out.
That's the problem, because everybody now has this innate confidence, this false sense of confidence, because they read one fucking article on something and then they spew it out for the next 5 to 10 years. Or, but just remove one more element and one more fact and you're like, that's not true.
Remember watching movies and going, fuck, what else was that guy in? when like we were kids, and you had to fucking figure it out.
That was it.
You couldn't just IMDb
for life. Like you just would never maybe ever remember what happened. That would just be a thing that be like, all right, well, I guess it's gonna fuck with. You remember the feeling of like the hopelessness of not ever, you're never gonna know the answer to this, and it kills you. You're like, what the fuck? It's almost like when you lose, like if you ever like lost a bag of weed in your house, and you know you didn't go anywhere, and you know it's in the house. But you're like, it's gone. Like, it's sitting somewhere, like under something or in a cushion, and you can visualize it there, and it fucking kills you inside deep. Ooh, it makes me so angry.
There's a bag of blow behind the dresser in my old apartment somewhere that I fucking, I almost tore my room in half.
I know. Where does it go? Where does it go? Who fucking knows? But that's what it was like back in the day when you try to remember the name of a movie or something. You would just go like, well, now I have to sit with this. And you have to deal with that frustration. Or you had to use your mind, your fucking, you had to almost like exercise your brain to get there. You had to go through the motions of like, all right, this is what reminded me of that. Like, hold on, let me think for a second. Give me a second. You'd have to go to the other side of the room and go, hold on, don't fucking say anything. You'd have to go la, 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 and think in your head for a minute. But you're exercising your brain. You're using your fucking mind. Now it's like, there's none of that.
Yeah, dude.
There's none of that meditative thing. There's none of that, like, let me try to work this out in my head.
Yeah.
Now it's just, brr.
Yeah,
I wonder how much stupider the internet's making us. It has to be a balance. It probably makes us smarter, right? It makes it education and information that much easier and more accessible. But on the physical, like making our brain work, we're not working as hard as we used to work. So it's almost like two different measures of like intelligence.
Agreed. Technology has ruined society. Yeah.
Now it's NPR, baby. Hold on.
Right, right. Rape, 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 rape on the first fucking date.
Dang.
That's better.
Yeah. Reset.
Reset it, baby boy. All right, let's see. Emmys are preparing a remote telecast for a September show. As has long been assumed, officials with the Emmys confirmed that the award show will be conducting a remote telecast on September 20th. Host Jimmy Kimmel and several other producers said that aspects of the show will be coming to nominees' homes to create a virtual show. Okay.
I thought Kimmel was trying. Someone was trying to cancel him, right?
Yeah, they were trying to get him for blackface or something.
They were trying to get him for blackface when he used to dress up as the basketball player.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson?
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone. Thank you.
And then he apparently, because he was like the...
Oh, the man show.
Well, the Man Show shit. Then all, but before that, he was on Kevin and Bean.
The fuck is that?
Like an LA radio show, and he was like one of the guys that did their bits.
Oh.
And they put out a Christmas CD, and he was Snoop on it, and dropped the N-bomb a bunch.
Oh yeah. Boy, yeah, that should be enough these days, no? Oh, I don't agree
like
with
it. I like the fact that they sort of ignore that. I think the coronavirus really helped out Fallon, Kimmel, a couple of the other guys that were getting blackfaced. We gotta come up with a word for it, like for blackface. Me too. What could it be?
Me coon.
Oh, come on, dude. Fine, he was me cooned. I like it. He was me cooned, and Shannon's gonna name the episode.
I'm not laughing at that.
But it's true. He was me cooned, and And look, it happens. It's fine. Let's get real, okay? I don't really give a shit. You know.
Also, this was like, I understand now that anytime you paint your skin to be another race, it's inappropriate. You can't do it.
Sort of.
At the time, sort of. They were doing an impression. They didn't have the black makeup with the fucking big red lips. It wasn't blackface. Now it's not okay, but at the time, nobody gave a fuck.
And now I think, to be honest with you, it can be okay. If it's done right and it's done funny, it can be okay.
By the way, Jimmy Fallon, pretty good Chris Rock.
Of course.
Yeah, he did.
They weren't even doing it in a racist way. They were doing it in a way where they were legitimately doing a fucking imitation. And what do you want me to say? If he's doing a Big Bird impression, he's going to wear a Big Bird costume. You know? Simple as that.
They do have bigger birds, though.
Sounds like Big Bird. Didn't Seth Petruzzelli dress up as Kimbo?
Kimbo Slice?
He might have, yeah.
For Halloween after he became Kimbo Slice, he painted himself as Kimbo.
Roddy Piper did half blackface when he wrestled Bad News Brown.
Yeah. The DX dressed as The Nation on Raw.
Yeah, I mean, these are all like, dude, Razor Ramon was a racist portrayal of a Cuban man.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, it was just some fucking white dude named Scott. Yeah. He was like, oh, I can do fucking, that's I can right. do a yeah. Cuban watch.
One of the funniest.
He had a razor blade on his fucking chain. I mean, you just, that is, in my opinion, that is.
Racially insensitive.
No, I think it's inclusive.
Yeah.
I think it's inclusive. I think that you're saying like, hey, who gives a shit about race? We could all fuck around and we're all equals. And Jimmy Fallon dressed up as Chris Rock was not a racist portrayal of anything. He was simply doing a fucking impression of his friend, and he does a great Chris Rock, you know? So
yeah, it's a fucking, it's a character. It's not like a statue on the lawn holding a fucking.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a person doing blackface with the red lips and they're, you know, they're doing that because they don't want to have a black person around them because they believe black people are savages and they having a black person on set would make them uncomfortable. But yeah, that should be stopped. We should halt production on that because I don't think that, but that's what blackface was, right? It wasn't simply somebody doing an impression. It wasn't somebody.
They were making fun of black people in general.
Yes. They were making black people look like savages. They wouldn't have a black person in the fucking theater with them. They were.
Oh, funny enough. I think later
it was also
in
the same way that didn't men play people, women back in like the 1800s. Or I'm sorry, maybe even earlier than that, in like Shakespeare times, rather.
Because women couldn't be on stage.
Women couldn't be on stage, so they would have men dress up as women, and it was a, you know, it was just sort of a, it's just a different time, right? You're talking about, we don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. However, if somebody in today's day and age was making fun of how blackface is ridiculous, like Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman's the example.
It is the funniest fucking bit.
I don't even remember the sketch. Pull up the sketch. Pull
dude,
up Sarah
the sketch
Silverman.
Is so fucking funny.
I don't remember it. I don't even remember. But I know that what she's doing there is she's not making fun of black people. She's making fun of people who wear blackface, which is, it's if you look at the Shane thing where he got fired, it's like Shane and all of us, to be honest with you, when we make these racial jokes, we're making fun of racism. We're making fun of the fact that people legitimately are racist.
Yeah.
And there's something ridiculous and funny and over the top to say the most wrong thing you could say in the moment. If our fan base was actually racist, they wouldn't be laughing. They would be going like, all right, cool. I mean,
we would get the same response that the left gets when they do clap their comedy.
Yes, exactly. And that's
they're
not.
They're laughing because they know we're
because it's fucking
ridiculous.
Because
we're saying the most inappropriate thing.
When my friend calls me a spick on this show, I don't go, people aren't laughing because they're going like, yeah, get that fucking spick. They love me. They're like, oh, it's funny that Lewis's friend is calling him a spick to his face in a clever way, and they go, oh shit, you're not supposed to say that. And then they laugh and they go, cool, we could all go out and fucking live our regular lives now because we got to fucking just let a little bit of that out. We got a little bit of fuck. But when you push that down and you tell people they can't have certain thoughts, they can't think a certain way, you're calling them, you know, inherently evil, racist, whatever it is, you sort of push people into this space where they go like, yeah, you know, fuck you. And you create this combative sort of emotional, passionate fucking fight. Whereas our fans, they don't want to fucking, they don't care. Our fans do not want to, they do not care about politics, social issues. That's just such a small sect of our fan base that really gives a fuck about any of that stuff. If you're funny, they will fucking love you. And this is why, you know, when I have Godfrey on this show, he comes in and kills it. Godfrey, we see things socially on such a different, you know, such a different way. But Godfrey's just undeniably funny. He's hilarious. Like, he's going to come in, he's going to fuck around. We're going to make fun of each other. And he completely gets it. Yamanika, the same thing. I played video games with Yamanika the other day. If you follow Yamanika on social media, you might want to fucking kill yourself because she's so preachy and so into this social and political thing. But that's not my relationship with Yamanika. My relationship with Yamanika is she's a fucking balls out, one of the funniest comics on the planet. Yamanika levels. She goes into a comedy club. She will do better than almost everybody on the show every single fucking time, undeniable. When me and Yamanika are hanging out at a comedy club or at a bar, we bust balls, we're loud, we're funny. She doesn't bring any of that to, you know, my life. When we're playing video games the other day, she's just being hysterical. She's playing Fortnite, she's killing people, she's being so loud in Yamanika. It's very, very, very funny. And I'm not going to let people's social or political beliefs define them to me. If they're not letting it fall into like my life where they say, I don't want to hang out with this guy because he says dirty words. Why the fuck do I care if they're ranting and raving on social media about things that I don't give a fuck about? I'm not opposed to what they're saying, you know, across the board. I just don't really give a fuck about a lot of it. And I think when you let that define you, I think that starts to be dangerous. And I think that's what we have now as a society, is people that are just fucking letting these social and political opinions sort of define them and losing sight of what their real personalities are.
Yeah, there's also only a couple races that can be offended by, you know, derogatory terms. Like if you're a fucking Italian, like a fifth generation Dego, or a Mick, and you're offended by someone calling you that,
that's psychotic.
What's wrong with you?
That's
psychotic.
That's crazy. I don't know
How
Jews
are
that
raised?
Are offended by racial jokes. I don't know Hispanic people that are offended. I know Black people are getting a little more uppity lately. I'll say it. They're getting a little more uppity. But for the most part...
Asians.
They don't give a fuck.
No. It's the opposite. Can be a little... Yeah,
oh, they do care now.
They get a little... Yeah. Yeah, a little uptight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, very proud.
They have like, advocacy groups that are very quick to get mad.
Yeah, I think that all of these...
Well, the association with war and, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of deaths usually, you know, fuck up some of those words for them, maybe.
It's not a foot. We do nothing.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Can't do that stuff. We did not kill the wood. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. I love having Tommy Pope on the Real Ass Podcast. Another week in the books. Starting next week, my training camp is going through the fucking roof, baby boy.
What do you do? What's your training?
I'm going to be training with Diego 3 days a week, strength and conditioning once or twice a week, and then
jiu-jitsu?
Yoga. Jiu-jitsu, striking, Muay Thai. I'm going right now. I'm leaving from here to go to Brooklyn to train. So it's about to get fucking crazy. Thank you guys so much for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. Tommy J. Pope at Zach's Not Funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram. And we will be back on Monday with another incredible show. Peace.
That's all, folks.